Hey there, this is Sharina Mayani, your coach and mentor of the Money Flow Masterclass series. I'm so excited for you that you are joining these classes. The next class coming up is amazing. Make sure you take lots of notes, and not only that, make sure you apply the information you learn and enjoy it. Your host will be joining you, Diane Byron, and really giving you the most amazing experience. So, see you later.
Ready to go.
All right. Hi, and welcome back to the Money Flow Masterclass Series 2019. I'm your host, Diane Byron, and together with our founder, Sharina Mayani, we are bringing you over 30 experts who are going to help you shift your mindset, your energy, and your time around money and learn how to master it so that you can create an epic life and business. Today, I am so excited to bring this expert to you today because I saw her on YouTube when I was looking for a way to move through some stuck limiting beliefs. And I found this amazing pit bull from Australia. And I did a tapping video with her, not ever having encountered her before, and knew in that moment that she got to spend time with you as well, because she's going to shift you simply in the 15 to 20 minutes we have together with her. So Margarita Borobayoff, welcome to the Money Flow Masterclass series, and I'll allow you to introduce yourself.
Thank you very much, Diane. Well, it's such an honor and a privilege to be here. So yes, I've been doing EFT tapping and EFT tapping primarily for about 15 years, but I also do other energetic processes, coaching and release work. I'm also a sound healer. So I'm here to help shift people's consciousness, to help them be the best they can possibly be, to release the fears, the doubts, the limiting beliefs, the stories, the paradigms, anything that is holding you back from being the best that you can possibly be, from experiencing your limitless, infinite self and the power that you have within you. That's my mission and my purpose on this planet. So I am so honored to be here. I live at the moment on Tambourine Mountain with my two dogs. You can see one right there, my little cattle dog. Couple of horses, my gorgeous husband who endures me and my quirkiness. That's me. And I'm called the pit bull because I'm pretty relentless at clearing those things out. So anything that's holding you back, it will not escape the pit bull.
I love it. So we decided we were going to just go for whatever came up during this masterclass, because very often you probably energetically feel things that are stuck or anything like that. So where would you like to go with this class? If you feel energy in me that needs to move, I'm happy to be your guinea pig, so to speak, and be the person. Whatever you feel like, where do we get to go with this?
Awesome. All right. Well, I've actually been, I seem to have themes that run through my tapping at different times. And at the moment, I'm doing quite a bit of work on people being allowed to receive, giving themselves permission to receive as well as to give. So we have so much conditioning around money and the stories around money, because money is so emotionally charged. So for most people, there are judgments around money itself. So these were passed on to us through our environment, mostly through the ages of 0 to 7. Money doesn't grow on trees. Money's the root of all evil, la, la, la. Your audience would have heard all this before. Right. And there's also judgments on wealth, around wealthy people. So we have been exposed to so much conditioning around wealthy people being greedy and thoughtless and rude and all these other negative connotations. So in order that we don't associate ourselves with that, we refuse to have money coming into our life. Another side of it, though, is that we have been taught that it's better to give than to receive. Diane, how often have you heard that? It's better to give than to receive.
That's how I grew up. I'm actually one of those people that has a receiving block.
So perfect then. How perfect is this?
The minute you said it, I was like, oh, she nailed me.
And I probably nailed this for a lot of your audience too, because your audience would be in that space of healers and coaches and heart-centered leaders. And we tend to be, as the collective group, we tend to be chronic givers. And when I say chronic givers, there's nothing wrong with giving, but we tend to actually block receiving because we love to give, and that's great, but you cannot give from an empty cup. And having spent time with multimillionaires, one of the sayings that I heard that really stuck with me is, if you want to give $1 million, you better receive $2 million, because you've got to have your cup overflowing. And another very good representation of that is, have you ever seen those stacks of champagne glasses and somebody's pouring into the top glass and they flow down into all the glasses below? Well, if you consider yourself the champagne glass on the top, and once that top glass is full, it just flows down. You could have 100 million glasses all stacked underneath that one glass. And if the top glass is full and overflowing, then every glass underneath can be filled to overflowing. So it's so important that the giving and receiving is in balance, because it's got to be a flow and a completed circuit. If the circuit is not complete, then we cannot continue to give. But if our circuit is overflowing, if our cup is overflowing, then everybody can continue to receive. And this is in our health, our energy, our relationships, the love that we receive. And you can't give love to somebody if you haven't received it. If you're not receiving, then how can you give unconditional love to somebody if you're not receiving unconditional love? It's a two-way street.
Absolutely.
Same with money.
I love it.
So, it's not difficult to understand.
Right.
So I'm not going to go into great detail. What I will do is, because I know we've got limited time, is to do a tapping for a few minutes to be able to get people to experience a shift on this call. And then I'll also do an energetic process to help people to experience an even greater shift energetically. So will you be my echo, Diane?
Absolutely. I'm here.
Awesome. Okay. So firstly, what I want people to do is to rate the statement, I give myself permission to receive in abundance. So on a scale of 0 to 10, what I want everybody to do is, 10 means that you resonate with that statement, that it is totally true for you. And 0 means like, I don't resonate with that statement at all. I'm not feeling it. I don't get it. I'm not open to receive in abundance. And I want you to write that down. So, so you know where you're at, and we make sure that you get a shift.
Okay.
So now that you've written that down, I just want you to start tapping on the inside of the eye. If you're not familiar with EFT tapping, all you do is you tap on the points that I tap on, and you say the phrases that I say. And even though it might feel a bit weird and wacky, trust me, it works. So start tapping on the inside of the eye and just repeat after me. It's better to give than to receive.
It's better to give than to receive.
Outside of the eye. That's what I was taught.
That's what I was taught.
Under the eye. It's better to give than to receive.
Better to be give than to receive.
Under the eye. Under the nose, sorry. I'm giving and giving and giving.
I'm giving and giving and giving.
Chin point. And I love to give.
And I love to give.
Collarbone. But there's not a lot coming back.
There's not a lot coming back.
Under the arm. I really love to give.
I'd really love to give.
Top of the head. It feels so good to give.
It feels so good to give.
I'd love to give more.
I'd love to give more.
But I need more to give more.
But I need more to give more.
And I'm not getting that much back.
I'm not getting that much back.
Because I was taught it was better to give than to receive.
Because I was taught it's better to give than to receive.
But if I receive more.
But if I receive more.
Then I can give more.
Then I can give more.
If I receive more money.
If I receive more money.
I can give more money.
I can give more money.
If I receive more love.
If I receive more love.
I can give more love.
I can give more love.
When my cup is overflowing.
When my cup is overflowing,
I can give in abundance.
I can give in abundance.
I give myself permission to receive in abundance.
I give myself permission to receive in abundance.
I give myself permission to receive money in abundance.
I give myself permission to receive money in abundance.
I open myself up.
I open myself up.
To receive money in abundance.
Receive money in abundance.
So I can give money in abundance.
So I can give money in abundance.
I open myself up.
I open myself up.
To receive everything my heart desires.
Receive everything my heart desires.
I give myself permission.
I give myself permission.
To receive everything my heart desires.
Receive everything my heart desires.
I give myself permission to receive more fun.
Permission to receive more fun.
I give myself permission to receive more joy.
I give myself permission to receive more joy.
I give myself permission to receive more love.
I give myself permission to receive more love.
I give myself permission to receive more wealth.
I give myself permission to receive more wealth.
I give myself permission to receive more money.
I give myself permission to receive more money.
I give myself permission to receive all these things.
I give myself permission to receive all those things.
In infinite abundance.
In infinite abundance.
And as I step into the flow.
And as I step into the flow.
It flows through me to others. It
flows through me to others.
And I get to share all this great stuff.
And I get to share all this great stuff.
With other people in my life.
With other people in my life.
And I get to show other people.
And I get to show other people.
How great it is to receive.
How great it is to receive.
And how they can be free too.
And how they can be free too.
Okay, deep breath. And let it go. And another deep breath. And release it. Okay, now I want everybody to go back and write that statement. I am open to receive in abundance and see how it's shifted. Now, every now and again, there is an anomaly. Sometimes it even goes up, but that's because we haven't actually been directly connected with exactly how blocked we are. And if it does go up a little bit, that's okay, so long as it's shifted. But for most people, it will have gone down. Did it go down for you, Diane?
Well, it was low to begin with because it was, I give myself.
Oh, it was the opposite way around. Sorry, I stuffed that up. So yeah, 10 means you resonate with it. So it should have gone up, not down. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it definitely went
up. Has it gone up?
Yeah, it went up.
Okay. All right. Hopefully it hasn't gone down, but if it has, it just means we've got a bit more work to do. Okay. So yes, it should have gone up. My bad. All right, cool. And how do you feel now when you think about receiving abundance? How do you feel as opposed to how you felt before?
Clearer. Is that a word? More clear?
Yes. Clearer is a word. Yes.
Open. Cool. For sure.
Awesome. Okay. So what people can do is to get even better results is you can start to identify and think about your specific conditioning, the fears, the doubts, the programming, the stories that you have about receiving. And a lot of it will come down to self-worth. So I'm going to do another tapping now around self-worth and being worthy to receive, because self-worth affects pretty much everybody on the planet to different extents. But self-worth is a very, very, very large part of why people don't give themselves permission to receive more money. So we'll just do a quick tapping on that.
Okay.
So start by tapping on the inside of the eye. I deserve to receive money in abundance.
I deserve to receive money in abundance.
I am worthy of receiving money.
I am worthy of receiving money.
In infinite abundance.
In infinite abundance.
I deserve to receive so much more money.
I deserve to receive so much more money.
I deserve to receive money in abundance.
I deserve to receive money in abundance.
I am worthy and deserving.
I am worthy and deserving.
I choose to know I am worthy of abundance.
I choose to know I am worthy of abundance.
I choose to know I am worthy of an abundance of money.
and I choose to know I am worthy of an abundance of money.
I love money.
I love money.
And money loves me.
And money loves me.
And I am worthy of money in abundance.
And I am worthy of money in abundance.
I deserve to have a lot more money.
I deserve to have a lot more money.
I choose to know.
I choose to know.
I deserve to have money in abundance.
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 I am grateful for money coming in abundance.
I am grateful for money coming in abundance.
I know that money is coming in abundance.
I know that money is coming in abundance.
And I deserve to receive it.
And I deserve to receive it.
Money is coming in abundance.
Money is coming in abundance.
Thank you, universe, for all the money.
Thank you, universe, for all the money.
That is coming in abundance.
That is coming in abundance.
I am so grateful, universe.
I'm so grateful, universe.
For all the money that is coming in abundance.
For all the money that is coming in abundance.
Thank you, universe.
Thank you, universe.
For all the money that is coming in abundance.
For all the money that is coming in abundance.
I love money.
I love money.
And money loves me.
And money loves me.
I love money.
I love money.
And money loves me.
And money loves me.
I love money.
I love money.
And money loves me.
And money loves me.
I love money.
I love money.
And money loves me.
And money loves me.
Okay, deep breath. And breathe out. Another deep breath in. And breathe out. Now I'll let you process for a bit. So quite often people want to yawn, their eyes leak, they might want to laugh, they might get tingling throughout their body. So this is just energy shifting. Good job, Diane. So, and it's important to stay hydrated. Great. Good demonstration. So because we are an electrical circuit, EFT works best when we are hydrated. So some people have problems with saying, I love money and money love me. If you have resistance to that statement, and you know, we know that that belief that money is the root of all evil, it's actually the love of money is the root of all evil. So some people resist that statement because I'm not allowed to say that. I'm not allowed to say I love money. Hell yes. Why aren't we allowed to love money? Why aren't we allowed to love the result of having money in our lives? There is nothing wrong with loving money. There is something wrong with loving money above everything else.
Right.
Absolutely. But there's nothing wrong with loving money. And to have this love relationship with ourselves, to have this love relationship with the energy of money, because money's just an energy,
right.
To have this love relationship with all these amazing things in our lives, what on earth could be wrong with that?
Right.
So, you know, I don't know who creates or makes up these rules that we're supposed to live by, but damn, they're destructive. And it's really time to get that shit out of our lives.
Right.
So having processed that, Diane, how do you feel now?
Feel good. I feel like a little buzzy, a little like wired. I feel good.
Good.
Like even better. Like I'll be honest with you. I was kind of fading. It's the end of our day here. And it's been a long day of masterclass recording. So this was really kind of a way to boost me. I definitely feel like I just woke up, like, wide awake.
Good. Awesome. All right. So do we have time for one more process? Because I can give you guys information till the cows come home. There's nothing is going to shift unless we do the processes. So do we have...
One more. Let's do another one.
One more? Okay. So this is simply an energetic process. All you do is sort of just follow... what I guide you through to get you to be in the flow. Okay, so close your eyes and just imagine that there is this stream of abundance and it's light and it's sparkly and it's golden and it's streaming down. And it's got an abundance of all the good stuff, an abundance of money and wealth and an abundance of joy and happiness and freedom and love and compassion and passion and all the stuff that you want in your life, the fun. Just imagine that this abundance represents all the good stuff that you want more of in your life. Kindness, peace, fulfillment. Now see yourself stepping into that flow. And as you step into the flow, it doesn't flow around you. It actually flows through you. And just feel all your cells filling up with this flow of abundance. It's drinking it in, filled to capacity, every single cell in your body. And as you are filled up with this flow of abundance, as it flows through you, you see that there are behind you, there is just thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people behind you. And as that abundance flows through you, it flows to all the people who are downstream from you. And they are filling up as well, because there is an infinite flow of abundance. It just continues to flow 24/7, thousands of years, millions of years into the future. And the more people who step into the stream behind you, the more people receive this flow of abundance, and it flows through all of us. And bring this into your present conscious awareness. And make it a part of your current and future reality for all time, space, and dimension. That by being in the flow of abundance, you give others permission to be in the flow of abundance. That we together create a conscious collective of heart-centered, giving, mindful, kind, a conscious movement of people who are stepping into the flow of abundance and bringing an abundant world that is empowered, and bringing in a new way of existing on this planet. And taking a deep breath and opening your eyes. Okay, how do you feel?
That was powerful. Like you said golden, but I saw rainbows. I don't know why, but.
Good, whatever works for you. You know, for me, I just saw golden, so I said golden. So yeah, whatever works.
Okay. Yep. I walk into the rainbow, I don't know. Maybe I've been watching too many Lucky Charms commercials or something, but I don't know. It just really like, because rainbows and pots of gold, I think that's where
pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Maybe. Cool.
So yeah, that was amazing. It felt like completely like it filled me to overflowing. So that was amazing.
Awesome. What we must take with us every single day is an awareness that as we grow as an abundant, wealthy collective of heart-centered individuals, we change the planet in such a positive way. Mm. And as Eckhart Tolle said, we must evolve. Humanity must evolve or we die. Now, if we die, hey, we move on to the next existence. Right. And the next existence is pretty damn great too. Yeah. But wouldn't it be amazing? Because I love this planet. I love living here. I love the experience of being a spirit, having this epic human existence and all the deliciousness that life has to offer. God, this life is so delicious. Right. We already have heaven here on earth on the planet. We seriously do. Right. It's just that humanity has kind of created this hell on earth for ourselves, which is insane.
I know.
Seriously, we're insane. Yes. So if we now start to experience the heaven on earth that is already here for us, this epic playground, and we bring all our friends in with us to experience this as well and have this joyful experience on this planet, oh my God, imagine how much different this planet is going to be.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, thank you. My dog is like, I'm afraid she's going to knock things over. It's kind of funny. Thank you so much for taking the time, the little bit of extra time. I know it's going to be a super powerful experience for everybody. And you have a free gift for our audience as well.
Absolutely. So if you want more tapping, then I have my 21 days of tapping into abundance program. It is a big commitment, but it's just 21 days of EFT tapping videos. And also I do a sound healing. So there's a sound healing you can download with that. And so just 10 to 15 minutes a day of tapping on abundance to clear your limiting beliefs and blocks. And I believe you have the link for that, Diane.
Yeah, so I'll have the link ready for you in the email and below the Margarita's picture in the speaker page. You'll be able to find it, no problem.
Awesome. Okay, so take advantage of that and commit to the 21 days. It's the consistency that will shift you energetically and then shift your life. So make sure that you make that commitment to just do the tapping every day. It's just 10 or 15 minutes and it could make a, will make a massive difference in your life.
Imagine 10 or 15 minutes a day for 21 days to have a huge difference. What an incredible gift you're giving us. Like, such incredible generosity, Margarita. Thank you so, so much. And thank you for those amazing processes. I'm like walking on air right now.
Good.
So we're excited. So thank you. And thank you all for watching. Let us know what your biggest takeaway. Did you do the 21 days? Like all of that. Hit reply in the email. Let us know what your commitment is. We'll let Margarita know. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to any of us. And we'll see you tomorrow, or I'll see you tomorrow in your email inbox with another two amazing experts. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Wasn't that amazing? If I were you, I would go right away and take action into what I learned from this class that you just took today in the Money Flow Masterclass series. Because here's the thing, action and miracles happen when you start moving with it, right? So I'll see you for the next class.